Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Episode 6.
Yes, we're coming right along. Welcome, welcome.
Yes, we're moving up pretty fast, right?
Yes. Love it.
Me too.
What you been up to?
Not much, tell you the truth. Since the last episode, still doing the same. Still watching the same movies I was watching before. Just started to the beginning and rewatching them. I was trying to decide whether I was going to pay somebody to do my hair or just wing it and try to do it myself. So when you sent me the text, I was like, you know what? I had just decided I was going to do it myself. So I'm going to do the braids first and then let my scalp calm down, then worry about the rest of it later. So I'll let you know how it turned out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, you know what I'm going to do? Just put some oil in and brush it back until I get to the hairdresser to get it cut off.
I know, it's so hot. Like, all I want to do is just wrap my hair up, but, you know, just can't. Because I suffer from alopecia, so I really can't, like, just let my hair down. So I have to wear protective style. So I'm working on this, but I'm going to try to do it myself, and I'm going to see how I make out. Because one thing I don't like is paying people to do something I could do myself.
No, that's true. Well, I can't cut my hair, so it'll be a mess, uneven. Yep, but that's good that you're doing it. How else are you going to do your hair? You going to,
I'm going to sew it in. I'm going to do a sew in.
Oh, okay.
I just think it's easier and it's cooler because the hair, it's like you kind of wet. So by putting water on it, it'll cool it off and it's by it being still hot. So I think it'll turn out pretty good.
Okay. I saw on one of my social media, this girl took a head cap and hot glue braids, the braided hair, braided hair all around the edges of the cap, and then put it on her head.
I've seen that too.
Went out to go get groceries or whatever, and I was like, wow, that's a neat style to have. Take off your cap with your wig on.
Yeah, right? Don't have to worry about doing your hair.
Mm-hmm. And I say, well, that's nice. Yeah, hair day. I have to budget my money for hair and stuff.
Oh, okay. What's the follow-up on your hair situation? What's going on with that?
Well,
we got so many questions from so many listeners that were dying to hear about Z's air condition situation. So let's give them a follow-up. What, we got like one listener?
Well, the heat, it was hot last night. I think I coughed. If people heard me cough, they probably won't even come to the house because, you know, the situation that's going around the world. But
you got the COVID?
No, I'm just trying to say I was coughing and, you know, having my windows open. They probably heard me in here like because of the heat.
Yeah, nobody want part of that.
I was drinking. I had a little fan.
Oh, man.
I tried and I didn't, you know, I didn't sleep too good, but I made it through, but it was so extremely hot upstairs.
Right.
So the heater man, the air conditioning man, he shows up and he was sitting outside and I'm like, okay, he's still in his truck at 1 o'clock and at 1:30, he's still in his truck. When are you going to get out? It's hot in here. So he finally come out. He apologized that he didn't fix it the first time he had came.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, so he fixed that and the air is bumping.
Oh, well, that's so you got air now?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Strong J, Strong J, you got air.
My coughing is not as, it's not going to be tonight. I love it. Well, and I will pay that electric bill.
Yes, but pay that electric bill.
Well, it's probably gonna be down some because we were without air for like a week, and then he
fixed that's a long time in this heat.
Well, it was last week; it wasn't that bad. So Saturday he fixed it, and it wasn't even a whole day. You know,
oh, okay.
It was already broke by Sunday. So it was the same thing. But he said something happened outside with the wires. So he fixed the wires. Let's all hope that's what it is.
Oh, okay. So that hopefully that was an easy fix for them.
Yep, because he went out there to fix the wires. He said sometimes mice or the little chipmunks chew on the wires and stuff.
Oh, okay. So he had some friends over there.
But then, yeah. So, I'm happy. I'm telling you. I'm happy.
And that's all that matters, that you're happy and satisfied and cool in this, what, 87 degree weather today?
I don't know. Is it really 87 with the mugginess? I don't know if it's...
I don't know what the heat index is, but I thought it was supposed to be 87 today. Who knows? It probably may be more.
They could tell us anything. My body said it's 102.
Then that's what it is, then. We're not going to fight that.
Yes, it's 102 for me.
Oh, my God.
So how you making out over there in this heat?
Well, I don't, like, my living room air conditioning broke, and I wasn't thinking it was really a big deal because I stay in my bedroom and I have air conditioning there. But I'm really reconsidering getting this air conditioning fixed now. It just keeps the house, comfortable. I haven't opted for the central air situation yet. I got my heater set up where I can get it, but I just haven't gotten it together yet. I don't know. I'd rather have heat than air, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I remember when I had my place, my house, I had air conditioning because with my mom, she had the air conditioning in her room, but she didn't like being just in her room. So we have central air so we can all be together, because she said that. She's like, I'm always in my room by myself and no one's in there with me. And we were out there in the living room with no central air. Like back then when I'm younger and the kids were younger, I didn't need no central air.
I'm thinking about that too, because I usually don't utilize my kitchen or my living room. I do everything in my room, but now I'm thinking that I want to use my house. So I'm thinking about, getting a TV in the living room and up in the furniture, just living in the home. So.
Oh yeah, that's good. You're going to redecorate and.
Yeah, I'm going to do it little by little. I got to start with the paint first and I'm going to work my way down. I have been cooking lately, like I was telling Todd, that we have to stop eating out so much because it's so easy for me because I'm tired. I'll just stop by. What do you want? What do you want? And today I cooked dinner and she actually ate it, because a lot of times I'll cook something and she's like, I didn't ask for food, but I cooked some rice and chicken and she actually ate it and said it was good and came back for seconds. And she said, Mom, we should eat home more. And I'm like, We really should. We have to go back to maybe eating out on the weekends and not through the week. So I'm having her look through Pinterest to find recipes she think might be good. And we're going to try that. So, yeah, we're going to look forward to more home-cooked meals.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And just saying that, I just cooked me something today. But no one eats it but me, because it's mushrooms, peppers, and onions.
Oh, all my favorite.
Yes. On the stew. That's it. And I have made some, I call it fake meat.
Some vegan meat?
Yeah, and I had that. I switch up now and then.
Oh, well, thank you for going out to breakfast with me this morning. It was eventful.
Oh, yes. And I was stuffed.
That's when you met our friend, the bee.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I think back and I'm like, before, when you see a bee, lucky we saw a bee. I thought they was going extinct here with the bees. But I have to look at the bees as the bee movie, Now he's going to sting me and make me sick,
Yeah, I was like, I don't even want to, I don't think I'll go to Denny's again until there is inside dining, because the bee situation is serious. And it always seemed like it's just our table. I didn't see anybody else swatting the bee but us. And I'm like, I mean, that bee had you running around the table, so I think that was your cardio right there. I was like, whoa, I didn't know she'd move that fast. But, yeah. But he was pretty active this morning, and it was early in the morning he was coming out. So
maybe we had his table.
We must have, because he wanted it back. That was for sure.
Yeah, eating out is like, I think that was with quarantine. We was trying to help businesses like here, like I know Denny's is like all over, but
right.
Like, family home, like people like pizzas and stuff like that, we would order out too.
Yeah.
but that was to help out because the quarantine shut, like, was shutting everybody down. And still, New Jersey, we don't have anything open up.
No, we don't. I seen where they had a news flash that they're opening the gyms back up, but I'm still upset with this school situation because, you know, I'm so glad that our school was shut, but the other school that I have to go with my client to work, like, I'm like, how are you able to do this? How are you open? And he's so compromised, and I just wish that, you know, the school was closing and had to do virtual learning until they can get the situation under hand, but we'll see how they make out.
Well, I was on a bus this summer just one time, and they had summer school.
Oh, really?
And, you know, it was like a special needs school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were open. And the bus, like, I was on the school bus, and they were saying how the students were supposed to get on the bus. And you had to have every other window down. Not where the students sat, you know, where the students sat. Every other window down.
Uh-huh.
And the first person on the bus had to go back first. And then the second person come in because they didn't want them walking by each other.
Oh, I see.
And now the kids, you know, I guess if they want to have a mask on, they can have a mask on. And if they can't, they can't. But it was only one little student on there.
Oh.
And he had his mask on. And that was it. And I didn't go back on the bus anymore. They didn't need me.
Did he need you, huh?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
And my job don't need me either, so I'm still trying to figure out what's my next move.
Oh, so what do you think it's going to be, or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Think about going back to school, or?
Yeah, I was thinking about going back to school, getting a couple classes.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what to do with that, and I'm still young enough.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you my are. Brain still work a little bit.
Thank God. You know, like losing your brain.
I can still drive. I was going to do that, what is it, Grubhub and DoorDash. I think DoorDash.
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, maybe I'll try DoorDash for like a day. Like just go
to
around.
See how it is.
Yeah. And drop people their food off.
Oh, okay. You're at a good area because it's pretty busy up where you live.
I can go wherever.
Taking an online class through Yale. It's a class about happiness and whether the things that material things make you happy versus just being happy things that you're doing. And it seems like it's taking me forever to get this class together. I don't know what it is. It's when I have the time, it seems like I don't think about doing it. When I'm busy, then I think about doing it. But I'm going to finish it up. So I thought it would be an interesting class.
Is it interesting?
I don't want to criticize the class. Let me say, if it was more personality in the speaker, I think it probably would be a little more interesting than what it is.
Okay.
But it's kind of like a monotone, and it kind of like, oh, wow, I have to. So I'm just going to finish it to get through with it, but I'll probably check out. I don't think I'll take it again.
Okay. Well, I also was learning languages. I was learning how to speak Korean.
Oh.
I started that, but once I need a week with one chapter.
Oh, okay.
So we were going through the chapters kind of fast, and like every day was getting something new. I was like, wait a minute, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna have to do it on my own and do little by little. And then after I did that, there was a class on Twi, and that's African.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that class too. There they go, speeding it up. And so it got overwhelming. I said, that's what it is. It's overwhelming. It was just overwhelming. Because I do it on Zoom. So it's not just me, it's other people too.
Uh-huh.
So I'm on Zoom. This is the African language. And so we all meet up. And after he teaches us and tell us and we go over, then we all have to repeat it.
Okay.
And then the next, like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is our days. Wednesday, we learned something else. So it's like, you just keep, I was like, no. I did it for, it's a 8 weeks class.
Okay.
I started in July. I just stopped. I mean, I do.
It's got to be too much for you.
Too much. So I do the paperwork and I try to say a couple, you know, words every day. Like, good morning. Don't ask me now because I'm tired. But
I'm just getting ready to open my mouth to say, share it with us.
So, next. And then with Korean, I know cucumber, but you know, I used to say it all the time. Don't ask me. I said, look, I'm trying to learn too much, too fast.
That's too much. I'm learning a new language too, little by little. The people that my clients are Egyptians, and I said, you know, I've been with them for a while. It'd be nice if I can say some couple Egyptian phrases. So we're doing Egyptian Arabic, and so hello will be ahlan, and goodbye would be masalema, and thank you very much would be shukran gazilan. So I've been practicing my Egyptian. They say it's, that it's, I'm pronouncing it pretty active. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's good. Yes. Well, if I do it, I do it with the group. And then now the group that I'm with, they're talking to each other about when they're going to go visit Ghana. And somebody said they already bought property and they're going over there. I'm like, we don't know where we going, where we going to be allowed out.
They already making their plans.
Yes, they making their plans. And so they're learning. And I'm learning.
Well, that's good. That'd be nice if you could go over there too and try out your new language.
Yes. Well, first stop, when I do get my passport, which I'm going to... I can't find my old one, so I have to renew, you know, get a new one.
Okay.
So, my first stop is England, and I don't have to learn any language there.
Thank goodness, right? Somebody speaks English. Oh, my goodness.
I also took Spanish, too, for 2 years.
Oh, were you fluent?
No.
Oh.
I did what I had to do to get through class, and then I tell my friends who are Spanish or Latino or... I said, all these years I've known you, y'all not once y'all even try to say, hey, learn this language.
Right.
They speak it, they write it. But, so, yeah, language is good to learn. That's good that you learn a language. It keeps your mind active.
Yeah, and I'm teaching Tati, so I have somebody to speak it with, so she's doing pretty good with it, too.
Yeah, that's like here where I live. A young lady was teaching me Korean, and my daughter was learning too.
Oh, okay.
Because of the K-pop music.
Oh, K-pop. So. I have a friend that left here to went to Korea. She's to teach in Korea, and she was learning the language. She I mean, this girl picks up and just goes. She's there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
that is wonderful. You know, I think about all the things I should have, could have, would have. And I said, well, I still can pick up and go. I can do other things.
Right.
You know, especially when you learn a language, they really be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Languages is just so important. There's just so many different ones in them. But if you can just get the hang of it and keep it up, then that'd be great.
Yes. Yes. You need a friend that you can call up and say, hey, is this how you speak? Say
yes, definitely. You need that. Definitely.
When you listen to your tapes all the time. Is that your dog?
No, that's Tatiana. I was hoping that she wouldn't make no noise. But
no,
I was so hoping it didn't pick up. But
I thought that was the dog back there whining. I'm so
Not this time. Usually she's at the gate whimpering, but not this time.
You ain't got no food or nothing?
No. That's what happens. I always come in the kitchen and give them a snack, so they sit there and beg at the gate. And today's National Dog Day.
All right. Ooh. And a friend of mine, friend of my daughter, see how I mess up, friend of mine. She sells bows for dogs.
Yeah, when When these dogs get their hair done, they come back with these bows in their hair, and they hate them. They spend like hours trying to get them, shake them out.
And they put them like for their collar, like not in their hair, like the collar, I think.
Oh, okay.
Hair. I don't know.
That would probably be better.
I see. Look, I was just talking about the dogs.
Right.
As you know, we don't have animals here.
You have a grand hamster, you say?
Yes. I gotta get his picture.
Oh yeah, you put him up on the gram. Mm-hmm. Off of the gram. Maybe I put Chloe and Bella's picture on for National Dog Day.
Yeah.
We need to do a live on there. That'd be nice. We've actually gotten some followers from our Instagram. And so this little podcast is really growing. And I'm so proud that we did this.
Oh, yes. Me too. I never even thought of doing a podcast until you was talking about it. I was like, podcast what?
Yeah, you know how you talk about something casual and you're like, oh, yeah, you don't really expect to do it. This is one of the things, like, I was just talking casual. I really didn't expect to do it. And then you was like, when are we going to do it? When are we going to do it? I was like, you know what? Let me really read up how to do this. And it was easier than I thought it would be. And it's been an experience. And it's just fun. We're still trying to work out the bugs with our sound, and we will be improving our sound very soon. So yes. Hang in there with us.
Yes. Yep. Yes, and I'm sitting here looking at the weather station, finding out what's going on with these storms.
I know. Was it two or three of them? Nowhere.
Yeah, they coming like, ooh, what's going on with this weather?
And that's going to be just heck in this house because Bella is terrified of thunder and lightning and noise. And the other one doesn't care, but oh, poor Bella, she's not going to survive.
I think they have like blankets and belts or something?
They do have something like a hug blanket or, like you said, coat or something. But I don't know if that would even work. I don't even know. I'm going to have to try something with her.
Yeah, so especially, you know, to get them all anxious. Yeah, I think I saw, like, because when I had our dog, he didn't care about no storm. He was the storm.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he was the storm.
Oh.
So she still have that pink all on her, or did you wash it off?
No, I posted the picture. She's like, she still has it on her. But I'm just going to have to give her a bath and wash it off because she's just look like a pink mess now. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give her just a bath and scrub her down really good and just get all the color out because it done bled everywhere. The other dog is now pink, too, because they cuddle up together. So, yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yep.
Not right
now.
But, yeah, we're really growing here. Our little Instagram got some followers, and we're doing some posts, and we need to do a live on there one day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one day. I got to post some things. Like you said, I got to be more social, you know, because I'm not on that social media posting things like I should be.
So what do we have? We're working on a Facebook page.
Yeah,
and what other social media, or that's it?
Well, thank you.
I don't think we need a snap. Twitter. I never called on the Twitter. You know, like I'll tweet, and it's like I'm talking to myself. So I do post the link on Twitter, but I don't think I've ever gotten a response. They do have Periscope. You ever tried Periscope?
You had told me about that one time, and I think I did download and look at it, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, I can't. I think I was doing something else at the time. It's
really impersonal. It's real personal, like, because you're there with people. You're there with people, and just, you know, it's so live. It's just crazy.
Is it like...
it's like going live.
What is that new thing called? People on... Will you pay for it? Patreon.
Oh, no, it's free.
Oh, okay. So people can come and see you for free.
Yeah. Yes, it's like going live on Facebook or Instagram. You're just going live. People get the comment. Some of the rudest people ever get the comment. And you just have to block them off. But yeah, that's how that is.
Okay. Yep. Well, I'm getting ready. Take my nap.
Okay. Well, this has been another fun episode.
Yes.
You can email us at talkwithvonandz@yahoo.com. We have an Instagram page with called Talking with Von and Z. Stop by and follow us. Leave us a comment. And if you would like to review us on Apple Podcasts, we would like to get some reviews and let us know how we're doing or how you like the podcast.
Yes, indeedy. Well, thank you so much for listening. And I'm Z.
And I'm Von. So thank you. Bye.
Bye.